Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday night, and joining us now on the lines, the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jordan Miller, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look, the last couple weeks, or the last really week or so, has been really kind to your ball club. Your team is riding a four-game winning streak. You won six of your last seven coming into tonight. Last week, you had wins over a good Garner-Hanfield-Ventura team. You knocked off a solid North Union team before downing North Iowa on Wednesday night. And just, you know, coming down the stretch run of the season, what's been a big key in your team playing so well here in the stretch run?
Really, the two things that stand out to me is quality pitching performances, especially from our starters, you know, getting us to a good point in the game where we can bring in a reliever that is ready to rock. That has been really encouraging to see. And then also our offense, we've just really been preaching ball in play. BIP is one thing we've just been talking about all the time of, you know, you can't sit back and try to swing for the fence or whatever and end up with strikeouts. If we can put pressure on that defense with putting that ball in play, it really lends to us having success. So the kids buying into that has really been a nice thing to see, and it's shown on the scoreboard, thankfully.
And I think another area I think that's really been playing, or has been a real big help here through the last couple of weeks, has been your pitching staff, mainly your starters. Nolan Crouse has kind of emerged as your number one option, but you still have two really good options. Jake Jetsky, who he's been around the block numerous times on the mound in a starting spot. Cyrus Willard as well. He has had some good outings here starting for you so far this year. And how important has that been, has been the development of your starting pitchers here, here throughout, especially the second half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to always have a couple options. And right now, like you said, we have three really good ones on the mound, and that's in the starting role. I still think, you know, depth-wise, we probably have 5 to 6 to 7 guys that I have no problem throwing out in different situations onto the mound, which is huge. You know, some teams may only have one or two arms, and that makes it very, very tough to not only succeed but then sustain success too. So I think having our guys, you know, whether it be our off-season workout, sometimes it takes us a little bit in a good way. We have some guys that are there all off-season and they're ready to go right away. Some of the other ones that maybe weren't there as much in the off-season, they have to get their arms ready, and that's where it's just huge having this kind of all mold together towards the end of the year. But it really is nice to see some guys step forward and adds just a different element for our team to be able to have, like you said, another option, another go-to, and three guys right now as starters that I would have no problem putting up against anybody.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, you guys are on the road tonight down at Dayton, taking on Southeast Valley. That's a non-conference game before you guys take on Bishop Garrick on Tuesday, a game that was originally supposed to be played a couple weeks ago. You were supposed to play it Friday night, but it got rained out Friday night. So hopefully you guys can finally get it in tomorrow night up in Algona before your game Wednesday with Clarion Goldfield Dawes was canceled because, well, you two are going to play each other in the first round of districts over in Eldora coming up on Saturday, and you open up your district postseason with your county rivals. And looking at this these final games of the regular season, and then looking ahead to districts, you know, number one, what's the main focus here for these final two games of the regular season? What are sort of your thoughts on this district that your team is in as a whole?
For the last couple games, we always look at the week before, so last week, as we like to call it, peak week, where we really want to be playing our best ball. And, you know, I mean, our record shows that we were successful last week, and those are some things that we like to build upon. But now it's looking at some of the intangibles, the little things. You know, hey, have we struggled with bunting? That's something we want to focus on in these next two games. Really being able to finish our conference season strong doesn't necessarily have to be or need to be a win, but just playing well against undefeated in conference Garrigan will be nice. And then looking forward to the Saturday, you know, having a familiar foe is always unique. But going to Eldora and playing there has its own uniqueness to it too, a field we've never played at. But as a whole, I like our district. I think there's some very, very quality teams in there. But I think we're in that conversation as one of those quality teams. And I think back to your point about the pitching, we put ourselves in a good position as long as our starters do what they're supposed to do on the mound. We have a chance to make some noise if we do it the right way. So that's kind of just hoping to stay status quo, but then polish up some of the things that we want to and really see that success hopefully cater to the postseason and get a game or two or three or, you know, a nice little run under our belt.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up starting tonight against Southeast Valley.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was Jordan Miller, the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Ottawa Webster City. We are back with Roland Story softball coach Amber Doyle after the break on 95.7 FM.